More bad news for California's troubled electricity system. U.S. Energy Secretary Bill Richardson says he will not extend an emergency order requiring out-of-state generators to supply power to the state. Richardson first issued that order last month to help keep the lights on in California, and he's reissued it since then. But an Energy Department spokesman says California has failed to enact conservation measures, and the order will expire at midnight. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Scott Horsley reports.
Richardson's move comes at a delicate time for California's electric system. Twice in the last 2 days, officials have declared stage 2 alerts, meaning the power grid is dangerously close to collapse, and some industrial customers were asked to cut back in order to prevent rolling blackouts. Part of the problem is that many of the state's power plants are down for maintenance. Patrick Dorenson, who's with the state agency that runs the power grid, says a fierce winter storm isn't helping.
In addition to all the other problems that we've had with forced outages and trying to get some units back from scheduled outages, the Diablo Canyon unit has to ramp down to 20% power. And the reason is because they're expecting anywhere from 21 to 28-foot seas off the coast.
Those big waves threaten to drive kelp into the intake valves that cool the big nuclear plant. As a result, Diablo Canyon can't produce the power it usually would, power that would have supplied nearly 2 million homes. To make up for that, California has to buy power from suppliers out of state. But Dorenson worries those suppliers may be less willing to sell once Richardson's order lapses at midnight tonight.
I expect it to be very difficult, but hopefully we're getting, Diablo will come back up. After the seas calm down, some other units will be coming back on Friday and Saturday. So, you know, this has been a very difficult period for us. We've been in this kind of tight spot since May, and we just have to get through it and make sure the Californians understand when we ask them to conserve, we're dead serious.
Californians have been asked to conserve electricity many times this winter in response to the energy shortage, and when those calls go out, grid watchers say they can see a drop in demand. The U.S. Energy Department says California failed to document a 5% cut in electric consumption, though, which is why Secretary Richardson is suspending his order. Dorenson notes the secretary continues to help California in other ways, such as persuading the Bonneville Power Administration to supply additional hydropower to the state. Beyond the immediate crisis, there are signs of some long-range relief for the energy crunch. After a summit meeting in Washington this week, California Governor Gray Davis said he saw light at the end of the tunnel. Davis spokesman Steve Maviglio says power producers attending that meeting agreed to supply electricity to California under long-term contracts at prices between 5 and 7 cents per kilowatt hour. That's about double what Californians paid a year ago, but it's still far less than utilities are paying today.
And that would help the utilities stave off creditors, assure the generators they'd have reliable power, and allow us to see the end to this.
Besides securing future power, California must find a way to pay for electricity that's already been used. By the end of December, Southern California Edison and Pacific Gas and Electric had run up debts totaling more than $11 billion, which so far they haven't been allowed to collect from ratepayers. Uncertainty over how they'll be paid has made some wholesalers reluctant to sell power in California, which is what prompted Secretary Richardson's order in the first place. At this week's summit meeting, though, Maviglio says wholesalers offered a little breathing room.
Obviously, everyone at the table, including Governor Davis, was very concerned about not seeing the utilities go into bankruptcy. So what they decided to do, the generators themselves came forward and said they would allow some forbearance for a number of weeks if we could work on a long-term problem-solving mission here.
Summit participants plan to meet again this weekend. In the meantime, California's electric grid remains on shaky ground. Operators have issued another power watch today, encouraging residents to conserve electricity, especially in the morning hours. For NPR News, I'm Scott Horsley in San Diego.